Mark Castell is a senior farm policy analyst in Vernon County with the Cornucopia Institute. Castell says there are 47 applicants for 5 open positions on the board. He says during the Bush administration, they appointed members favoring corporate agribusiness.
They did it in secret. And what we're asking the Obama administration and Secretary Vilsack to do is turn the clock back to the Clinton years when the nominations to this board were made. Applications came in from all over the country. And they made these applications public so that industry stakeholders could critique these selections and give the USDA secretary feedback on who we think would best represent the community.
Jim Riddle is an ex-chair of the National Organic Standards Board out of Winona. Riddle says both agribusiness supporters and grassroots organic farmers have been appointed in the past. He adds transparency is a good thing, but people should pick their fights wisely.
I don't see it as that critical. I think people who put their name in for consideration solicit others to lobby on their behalf, but it's not a popularity contest and it's not an election. It really is the discretion of the Secretary of Agriculture and the White House.
Riddle says he would like to see more effort to nail down the organic program's procedures. He says the USDA needs to enforce organic standards and remove any inconsistencies in regulation of organic farm practices. Castell of the Cornucopia Institute says restoring balance among interests sitting on the board would help to do just that. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.